Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. A busy week this week. We spoke to quite a few folks with EverAg talking markets, your grain, dairy, and livestock numbers. We spoke to Michael Rowan regarding livestock futures and recently have seen a seesaw back and forth kind of futures in your livestock.
Yes, I would agree. We've had a pretty stark pullback since March 21st. Our days down have been rather large days down, but as we've entered this week, our days up have been rather large days up. So we've recovered some pricing action. We've about six to the tune of $6 if you look at May feeders. It's been about $6 to $7 on the May feeder contract as volume and open interest rolls from April into May and even to some extent into August. We saw pricing strength the first two sessions of this week, backed off a little bit yesterday, but are seeing some good pricing strength again today. So concerns at the moment, macroeconomic, avian bird flu, they seem to be calm at the moment. Fundamentals may be re-entering the futures market here.
We spoke to Michael on Thursday, Michael Rowan with EverAg, and I mentioned the rest of 2024. What does your kind of a projection look like in the cattle market here as we look for the remainder here of 2024?
If you look at the meat side, which that's why we do this, right? We do this to turn our livestock into meat. If you look at the meat side, their projections signal as much. A lot of their projections go from 2025 even into 2026. So in theory, that strong meat pricing, strong meat demand should translate into strong livestock prices. Bull markets traditionally need to continually be fed. We've entered a phase here where we had some more bearish headlines than we had bullish headlines. But going forward, if cooler heads are prevailing and if the meat side of our industry has their finger on the pulse as well as we do, usually they do, then yes, we should be looking for fundamentals to win out in some regard, as not only cattle supplies will be tight, but tight cattle supplies translate to a tight meat supply. So yes, we should see some strength re-enter the market as we trek forward this year.
Michael Rowan with EverAg. You can always learn more at ever.ag. And I mentioned a Rowan as well. We might see fluctuating future prices, but cash prices remain strong at our area auction barns. And we continue to see high demand and a bigger supply of more beef on dairy breeding, those Angus Holstein cross calves, which are bringing a lot of high value at local auction barns.
Definitely. Same for the Texas Panhandle. There's a lot of beef on dairy down here, as you and I have talked about a little bit before. That's going to play a factor with local markets. But also keep in mind that as soon as the dairymen decide they need to rebuild the dairy herd, you will see those beef on dairy crosses dry up, pardon the pun, dry up rather quickly, because we know that dairymen, the size of some of these dairies, as soon as they start to breed back to dairy, they can pump those numbers out in rather large quantities.
As Michael says, he does reside in the Texas Panhandle area. I mentioned, Michael, what is the current drought situation as we saw southern parts of the U.S. and really all along the Midwest all the way up to Minnesota? I said, what kind of recovery do you see right now?
In the Texas Panhandle, we had some winter moisture. We had some snow that stuck. There were a couple of instances that come to mind where we had a couple of inches or more that stayed put and then melted into the ground. We had about an inch and a half of rain about a week and a half ago. So the winter wheat in my area that is not under a sprinkler, the dryland winter wheat looks very promising. And so the forage needs for the beef cattle and feed yards in my area should be rather plentiful. I know as you get off the plains and into central Texas, central Oklahoma, parts of Kansas, they have had outstanding spring moisture and pretty good winter moisture to speak of as well.
Michael Rowland with EverAg talking livestock numbers. Also earlier in the week, Cody Koster with EverAg talking about the current dairy situation. And right now you look at this dairy market, we have a lot of cheese right now in inventory.
We do. Yep, we have some more cheese plants that are supposed to be on board end of this year and going into 2025. I know there's a few starting up next year. That ground has already been broken on, and milk has probably already been procured going that far out, or at least going to be procured. So there is going to be some more cheese capacity. Now it's just the fact of finding a home for all that different cheese and the different kind of makes of cheese that are going to be coming out of these plants. I think that's where everyone is getting a little bit more nervous. You know, we can add more capacity, that's fantastic, but usually that means a little bit of growth in milk production. And as we all know, that is not always best for, prices on the CME, which correlates to milk checks.
And Cody also gives an update on the current number of cattle inventory on the dairy side. He says, too, some of these numbers are a little confusing on reports recently given.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting these reports, and the USDA reports come out, and they're, back and forth, in my opinion, month to month. A couple months ago, we showed we were down 10,000 cows, and the next month, we were magically up 10,000 cows. So you net that out at zero, and I think there is a lot of head scratching and people saying, well, you know, my neighbor's calling and his cousin is calling and all the people that I know in other states are calling cows. How can we not be down on cow numbers? But just because the cows are called does not mean there's not at least some heifers for replacements left in that pipeline. So I would still continue to see heifer numbers decrease, especially with prices where they are down here. And we still have to remember that the heifer inventory is still very short throughout the country. I mean, there's people that are talking upwards of $3,000 for a springing heifer to be bought and brought onto the farm. And I've talked to a few cattle experts, and they don't think that is quite going to be the high prices this year. They think we're going to see higher prices than that on heifers to be bought specifically.
Cody Koster with EverAg, and Cody also comments on the beef on Holstein breeding as well, and he says he feels it's going to stay with our low milk prices, the added value. It can pay a lot of bills for dairy farmers here in the short term.
Well, and that's kind of the other caveat, is people were talking about, you know, the heifer inventory being so short, and I believe that the beef on dairy is leading the way in that. I mean, you've got milk checks that some folks were getting for the month of February, March, that were just not good. These beef on dairy cattle, like you were saying, $1,000, that pays a lot of bills. If you've got five calves going that week, you are going to help knock down quite a bit of bills that week and even into that month. And I'd say most people that I've talked to are not going to stop breeding for Angus calves right now. Until that market completely goes away or it really falls off, you know, the face of the earth, people have just told me we are not going to stop, because there is so much revenue to be made there. We want to make hay while the sun shines, as the old adage goes.
Cody Koster with EverAg joining us here on Chasm Radio. Also, Michael Rowland, as we take a look at dairy and livestock numbers and information as we do every week. Find out more details at ever.ag. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you each and every week by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.